kids podcast.
You can go slow.
A kids podcast about.
Hey, listeners, thanks for finding this episode. We believe in the power of conversations and knowing that kids like you are ready to talk about the big things going on in their world. If you like this episode, please consider liking or reviewing the show through whatever app you're using to listen right now. That helps others discover this podcast, and that helps make sure this show is reaching the ears that need to hear it most. Thanks.
Well, hello there. My name is Counselor Lewis, and welcome to Camp Adventure, the camp in your bedroom or living room, the camp that's in the bus or in the car. Camp Adventures for you, no matter who you are. This week's theme is experiencing wonder. So I want to pass it over to Counselor Ben so you can hear more about experiencing wonder.
Lewis, thank you so much. Yes, it is great to be here with you this morning with all of the campers. We're checking in. We're waking up. Campers, how are you doing? How are things going in your neck of the woods? My name is Counselor Ben, and it is wonderful to be with you for another day at camp. I love camp. I love being outside, and I love to wonder. I don't doubt that that's true for you as well. You ever wonder about stuff? Wonder how things work? Wonder how things get made, maybe wonder about why things are the way they are. There's a lot of things to wonder about in this world. There's no doubt about that. So we'll be thinking about that today. You know, you could be walking down the street and see a pine cone or a leaf, and you just say, oh, it's a pine cone. It's just a leaf. Who cares? You pick up that leaf and look at it really carefully and look at all the different veins in it and wonder, how did this leaf grow? And how does it turn different colors in different times of the year? How do leaves help trees? There's a lot to wonder about just from a dry old leaf on the ground that fell from a tree, isn't there? There's a lot to wonder about. So we're going to talk about experiencing wonder today. And one thing that I always wonder about is how great musicians are able to do music. That is not something that I'm very good at. I'm sure that some of you campers are very good at music and practicing. I'd love to hear some of it. Maybe you could send in recordings of the music that you're playing at home. Anyway, we're at that place now where we've got to do some singing together, and we're going to pass it off to our counselor, Amy, who has done such a beautiful job leading us in these songs. Amy, please take it away.
Hello, campers. It's Counselor Amy. It's so great to be together again today. Counselor Ben, thanks so much. Today, we're going to be singing a song about the bay. Have you ever been down by the bay? Do you know what a bay is? Bay is an area of water by some land, and usually it leads to an ocean. So today, we're going to go down by the bay where the watermelons grow. Now, this is an echo song if you want to repeat right after me when I sing the phrases. And it's a rhyming song. So let's get started and look for those watermelons and some silly animals down by the bay. Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go. Did you ever see a goose kissing a moose? Down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home. I dare not go, for if I do, my mama will say. Did you ever see a whale with a polka-dotted tail? Down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home. I dare not go, for if I do, my mama will say, Did you ever see a fly wearing a tie? Down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow. Back to my home, I dare not go. For if I do, my mama will say. Did you ever see a bear combing his hair? Down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow. Back to my home, I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say. Did you ever see a llama wearing pajamas? Down by the bay, down by the bay, where the watermelons grow. Back to my home, I dare not go. Did you ever have a time when you couldn't make a rhyme? Down by the bay. That was so much fun, campers. Thanks for joining me down by the bay today. And now we're going to hear from Counselor Lewis. See you next time.
That was absolutely wonderful, Counselor Amy. But before we move on, everyone, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. With over 100 different titles in our Kids Book About series, it may be hard to figure out where to start. Allow me to make a suggestion. There is perhaps no greater feeling, nothing more life-giving or secure than to know you belong. No matter where you are, what you're experiencing, or who you're around, without that feeling of belonging, it's hard to concentrate on anything else. We can help our kids know what it feels like to belong and what it takes to help others feel like they belong around us.
When you do belong, it's very, very evident, right? Because I like to say, your heart smiles and your brain is tickled.
That's Kevin Carroll, author of A Kid's Book About Belonging. Check out our Kevin Talks About Belonging episode of A Kid's Book About, the podcast. Listen together with the kiddos in your life. And when you're ready, visit akidsco.com for more great books and podcasts made to empower kids.
Welcome back. I hope you are feeling great after that break. Next up, we have Camp Counselor Duke, and he's got some jokes for you. So I hope you're ready to laugh. Take it away, Counselor Duke.
Oh, hey there, campers. It's Camp Counselor Duke. You kind of caught me at a bad time. I'm trying to remember this joke I had about a boomerang, but it'll come back to me.
Hey, campers. It's your friend, Camp Counselor Gabby, back again for some more fun facts. Have you learned anything new since we last talked? Have you shared the fun facts we've already learned with anyone? In case you've forgotten any of our fun facts, let's do a quick roundup of all the things we've learned. First, we learned that there are about 1,400 different species of bats in the world. Then, we found out that a group of zebras is called a zeal. And last time, we went to space and learned that Jupiter has a big red spot on it. Now that fact was out of this world. See what I did there? But without further ado, I have today's fun fact for you. Unfortunately, today we are not going to space. Our fun fact is a little closer to home. In fact, it's about you. My question for you today is, which parts of your body continue to grow throughout your entire life? Is it A, your head and feet? B, your legs and arms? C, your ears and nose? Or D, your fingers and toes? There were a lot of answers there, so I'm going to ask the question one more time. My question for you today is, which parts of your body continue to grow throughout your entire life? Is it A, your head and feet? B, your legs and arms? C, your ears and nose? Or D, your fingers and toes? Like always, you can hit pause right now if you need a little bit more time to think. Then come back and click play when you're ready for the answer. Okay, are you ready for the answer? Drum roll, please. The answer is C. The parts of your body that continue to grow throughout your entire life are your ears and nose. That means that even after you've stopped getting taller, your ears and nose will continue to grow. But don't panic. They don't double in size overnight. They grow very slowly over time. In fact, you probably won't even notice. But wow, could you imagine if your arms and legs never stopped growing? We'd all be super tall and could always reach the top shelf. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, that's all I have for you today. You'll hear from me again real soon with even more fun facts. Until then, keep learning and growing that mind of yours. And I guess keep growing your ears and nose too while you're at it. Bye, campers.
Hey, campers. It's Camp Counselor Emma here, back again for a mindful moment. I hope you've been enjoying our time together this summer. I know I definitely have. I'm really excited about our exercise today because it involves one of my favorite things to do. Rain or shine, summer or winter, no matter what time of the year it is. Coloring. Do you like to color too? I find that no matter what it is I'm coloring, just making art in this way helps me feel calm and brings me joy. My friends and I actually spend time together almost every month just to sit and color, paint, make art, and listen to music or watch movies. Doesn't that sound so fun? So before we get started, I want to give you time to collect some coloring materials. Crayons, colored pencils, markers, chalk, whatever you'd like to use. And make sure you grab something to color on too. Go ahead and pause the podcast while you do that, and I'll be right here when you get back. Are we ready to go? Great! A big part of mindfulness is acknowledging the way you feel. Some days, everything feels so good. The sun is shining, you're wearing your favorite shirt, your friend said something really nice to you, and you got to eat ice cream for every meal that day. Okay, maybe that last part didn't happen, but still sounds like a pretty good day, right? But sometimes, things don't feel so great. Some days, we feel lonely, sad, angry, confused. Sometimes for a reason, and sometimes just because that's how we feel. Well, expressing your feelings, no matter what they are, is a great way to stay in the present moment with how you feel. The more you acknowledge them, the less scary and sad the bad feelings are, and the more joyful and warm the good feelings feel. So I want you to think about how you feel today. Happy? Sad? Excited? Nervous? Something totally different? However you're feeling, I want you to imagine what that feeling might look like as a shape. Is it big and square with pointy edges? Is it a small, teeny, tiny circle, just barely visible to the human eye? Now, imagine what color that feeling is. Something bright and bold, like a sunshiny yellow or a strawberry red. Or maybe something quiet and soft, like a gray or a light pink. Whatever the shape, whatever the color, however you feel, I want you to color it all out. On paper, on the sidewalk, on newspaper, whatever feels right to you. You matter, your feelings matter, and they deserve to be seen. And the cool thing about this exercise is that we feel different things all the time, even in the same day. You can start fresh each time you revisit this activity, or just make a huge collage of all the things you feel this summer. Whichever you choose, I would love to see the beautiful and complex and powerful art your feelings make. If you feel comfortable sharing, definitely send me a picture at listen at akidsco.com or post on social media using hashtag AKCASummer. All right, campers, that's all I have for today. As always, it's the best to be here with you. Until next time.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to have to use that joke and see how my friends react. It is Counselor Lewis, and I'm back. What did you think about the song and the fact? I think they were amazing. But lastly, I loved the message that Counselor Emma had for us. She gave us the opportunity to explore our feelings and draw a little bit. I loved it. It was so much fun. So, next week, get ready for our campfire episode where Counselor Ben will be telling a story about when the dead return. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds a little spooky to me. But as always, it has been super fantastic spending time with you. And before we go, here's a quick message from Counselor Matthew.
Thank you, Lewis, and thank you, campers and camp counselors, for this time together. Share your camp adventures on social media using hashtag AKBASummer or write to us at listen@akidsco.com. We love, love, love hearing from you. Camp Adventure is written by Ben Tertine with help from the A Kids Podcast About team. The sing-along music was performed by Amy Winner. The show is edited and produced by me, Matthew Winner. Audio production is by Chad Michael Snavely and the team at Sound On Studios. Our executive producer is Jelani Memory, and this show was brought to you by A Kids Podcast About. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are found. And check out other podcasts made for kids just like you by visiting akidsco.com. While you're there, be sure to check out Ben's book, A Kid's Book About Adventure. See you back at camp next week for another adventure. Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm the head of audio at A Kids Co., and I also host A Kids Book About, the podcast, and Worth Noting. I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for listening to our shows in your classroom or in your bedroom, over breakfast or over dinner, on your drive or on your downtime. No matter what you do between this listen and the next time you tune in, thanks. You're awesome. And it's because of kids like you that we get to make cool stuff like this. See ya.